This is a meeting of the Rental Housing Commission. The date of this meeting is February 18th, 2016. The location is the hearing room of the commission and the commission's offices located in Suite 1140 B and 441 4th Street Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20001. Before issuing its final written decision and order to the parties in an appeal, the commission has traditionally read the draft final decision and order into the record and then voted on its adoption. This practice by the commission is an informal internal administrative practice and is not required by the Rental Housing Act or its regulations. In the exercise of its reasonable discretion, the commission has determined that it need not read the entire written text of a draft final decision and order into the record in the interests of administrative efficiency, judicial economy, the avoidance of unnecessary duplication and repetition of the written text of a draft final decision and order, and in the interest of issuing its final written decision and order as quickly as possible to the parties. The commission has determined that the legal interests of a party to an appeal or other interested entity will not be harmed, impaired, or otherwise negatively affected in any way by the commission's practice of not reading the entire text of a draft final decision and order into the record. This meeting has been appropriately noticed in compliance with the Open Meetings Act. Pursuant to the Rental Housing Act of 1985 as amended, D.C. Code Section 423502.02b2, a majority of the Rental Housing Commission shall constitute a quorum to do business, and any vacancy shall not impair the right of the remaining Rental Housing Commissioners to exercise all of the powers of the Rental Housing Commission. A quorum of two commissioners is in attendance at this meeting of the Rental Housing Commission. I, Chairman Peter Sagaty-Mazak, and Commissioner Claudia McCoyne. I will now take roll call. Ms. McCoyne?
Present.
Peter Sagaty-Mazak, Chairman, I am present. The purpose of this meeting is for the two commissioners in attendance to vote on the adoption and approval of draft final decisions and orders of the commission in the following three appeals, respectively. Purbabai v. Bell, Davis v. Telcourt Cooperative, Inc., and B.F. Saul Property Company and the Klingel Corporation v. Blake Nelson and Wendy Nelson. The first appeal is Benjamin Purbabai v. Chris Bell, RHTP 1330448, regarding 3661 Winfield Lane, Northwest. The author of this decision is Chairman Peter Sagaty-Mazak. The commission will vote on this decision and order. The first draft final decision and order for consideration was drafted by Chairman Sagaty-Mazak. As the author of the final draft decision and order in this appeal, as reflected in the document before us, I hereby ratify and affirm as follows. My initial proposed draft final decision and order was circulated to each commissioner for individual review, revision, and comment. I incorporated any relevant and appropriate proposed revisions from each commissioner into the proposed draft final decision and order with the knowledge and consent of each commissioner, and the document before us accurately and completely reflects and recites the text of the draft final decision and order that has incorporated any relevant and appropriate proposed revisions from each commissioner and has received the preliminary approval of each commissioner. Ms. McCoyne, have you had a full and fair opportunity to review the text of the final draft decision and order as reflected in the document before us at this meeting?
Yes, I have reviewed this order in complete.
Are you now prepared to vote on the adoption and approval of the draft final decision and order as reflected in the document before us?
Yes.
As chair of this meeting, I will now make a motion to adopt and approve the final draft decision and order in Purbabai v. Bell as an approved final decision and order of this commission in this appeal. Do I have a second?
Second.
We will now vote on the motion. Ms. McCoyne, do you vote yes or no on the motion to adopt and approve the final decision and order in Purbabai v. Bell, RHTP 13-30448, as the Commission's approved final order in this appeal.
Yes.
I, Peter Segedy-Mazak, hereby vote to approve the motion to adopt and approve a final decision and order in Purbabai v. Bell as the Commission's approved final order in this appeal. Let the vote for approval be recorded as a majority of the Commission, as the majority of the Commission has voted to adopt and approve the final draft decision and order. The document entitled Final Decision and Order in Purbabai v. Bell is incorporated by reference into the audio record of this meeting. The Commission reserves the right to make any minor spelling, grammatical, punctuation, or similar minor technical corrections to the approved final decision and order before its issuance to the parties, public distribution, and/or publication. The Clerk of the Court is instructed to circulate the approved final order for signature by the Commissioners. The Clerk of the Court will deliver the approved final order to the Department of Housing and Community Development later today for mailing by first-class mail to the parties. A copy of the approved final decision and order will be available for pickup by the general public at the Commission's offices during regular office hours tomorrow. The second draft final decision and order for consideration is the following appeal. Glenn A. Davis, tenant appellant versus Telcourt Cooperative, Inc., housing provider appellee, RHTP 14-30604, In re 39 P Street, Southwest, Unit Number 10. The first, as the author of the final draft decision and order in this appeal, as reflected in the document before us, I hereby ratify and affirm as follows. My initial proposed draft final decision and order was circulated to each commissioner for individual review, revision, and comment. I incorporated any relevant and appropriate proposed revisions from each commissioner into the proposed final draft decision, proposed final draft decision and order with the knowledge and consent of each commissioner, and the document before us accurately and completely reflects and recites the text of the draft final decision and order that has incorporated any relevant and appropriate proposed revisions from each commissioner and has received the preliminary approval of each commissioner. Ms. McCoy, have you had a full and fair opportunity to review the text of the final draft decision and order in Davis v. Telcourt Cooperative as reflected in the document before us at this meeting?
Yes, I have reviewed this order.
Are you now prepared to vote on the adoption and approval of the draft final decision and order as reflected in the document before us?
Yes, I'm prepared to vote.
As chair of this meeting, I will now entertain a motion to adopt and approve the final draft final decision and order in Davis v. Telcourt Cooperative, Inc. as an approved final decision and order of the Commission in this appeal. Ms. McCoy, would you like to make the motion?
I move that we adopt the order in Glenn Davis versus Telcourt Cooperative Incorporated, RHTP 14-30604.
I will second that motion. We will now vote on the motion. Ms. McCoy, do you vote yes or no on the motion to adopt and approve the draft final decision and order in Davis v. Telcourt Cooperative, Inc., as the Commission's approved final order in this appeal?
I vote yes.
I, Peter Segedy-Mazak, also hereby vote to approve the motion to adopt and approve a final draft decision and order in Davis v. Telcourt Cooperative, Inc. The document entitled Final Decision and Order in Glenn Davis v. Telcourt Cooperative, Inc. is incorporated by reference into the audio record of this meeting. The Commission reserves the right to make any minor spelling, grammatical, punctuation, or similar minor technical corrections to the approved final decision and order before its issuance to the parties, public distribution, and/or publication. The Clerk of the Court is instructed to circulate the approved final order for signature by the Commissioners. The Clerk of the Court will deliver the approved final order to the Department of Housing and Community Development later today for mailing by first-class mail to the parties. A copy of the approved final decision and order will be available for pickup by the general public at the Commission's offices during regular office hours tomorrow. The final draft decision and order for consideration at this meeting is the following appeal. BF Saul Property Company and the Klingel Corporation, Housing Providers Appellants, Cross Appellees versus Blake Nelson and Wendy Nelson, Tenants Appellees, Cross Appellants, TP 28519, In Re 3133 Connecticut Avenue Northwest, Apartment 802. As the author of the draft final decision and order in this appeal is reflected in the document before us, I hereby ratify and affirm as follows. My initial proposed draft final decision and order was circulated to each commissioner for individual review, revision, and comment. I incorporated any relevant and appropriate proposed revisions from each commissioner into the proposed draft final decision and order with the knowledge and consent of each commissioner. And the document before us accurately and completely reflects and recites the text of the draft final decision and order that has incorporated any relevant and appropriate proposed revisions from each commissioner and has received the preliminary approval of each commissioner. Ms. McCoyne, have you had a full and fair opportunity to review the text of the draft final decision and order as reflected in the document before us in BF Saul Property Company and Klingel Corporation v. Blake and Wendy Nelson, TP 28519.
Yes, I have.
Are you now prepared to vote on the adoption and approval of the draft final decision and order as reflected in the document before us?
Yes.
As chair of the meeting, I will now entertain a motion to adopt and approve the final draft decision and order in BF Saul Property Company and the Klingel Corporation v. Blake and Blake Nelson and Wendy Nelson, TP 28519. Ms. McCoyne, will you make the motion?
I move that we adopt the order as so mentioned.
And I, as chair of the meeting, second the motion. We will now vote. Ms. McCoyne, do you vote yes or no on the motion to adopt and approve the final draft decision and order in BF Saul Property Company and the Klingel Corporation v. Blake and Blake Nelson and Wendy Nelson, TP 28519?
Yes.
I, Peter Segedy-Mazek, also hereby vote to approve the motion to adopt and approve a final decision and order in BF Saul Property Company and Klingel Corporation v. Blake Nelson and Wendy Nelson, TP 28519. The document entitled Final Decision and Order in BF Saul Property Company and the Klingel Corporation v. Blake Nelson and Wendy Nelson, TP 28519, is incorporated by reference into the audio record of this meeting. The Commission reserves the right to make any minor spelling, grammatical, punctuation, or similar minor technical corrections to the approved final decision and order before its issuance to the parties, public distribution, and/or publication. The clerk of the court is instructed to circulate the approved final order for decision by the commissioners. The clerk of the court will deliver the approved final order to the Department of Housing and Community Development later today for mailing by first-class mail to the parties. A copy of the approved final decision and order will be available for pickup by the general public at the commission's offices during regular office hours tomorrow. Our business today at this meeting is hereby concluded, and this meeting of the Rental Housing Commission is hereby adjourned.